Whew, Miss Peoples. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Miss Peoples, I apologize about that delay, but I had to work out some things for you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So, got to the bottom of that situation about them steady bringing you out a electric oven or electric technician. So what I had to do was, first and foremost, I had to get you rescheduled. So what I did was I got me and a couple of representatives from Best Buy got you rescheduled for February 21st. But we did email some more superiors so they can get you an earlier date than February 21st because of what you've been through and what we have to do. They'll definitely get you an earlier date than February 21st, especially due to the fact of you not getting your install today, ma'am. So I definitely emailed them, and the two other reps that from Best Buy emailed their superiors as well.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and we got all your information, and so they will be reaching back out to you with this brand new install date, but for now, you are scheduled for February 21st of 2022, and I just wanted to let you know that to give you some type of assurance that we are definitely getting it worked out and getting you an earlier date, ma'am.
Okay. Now, now wait. Explain this again. On the 21st, they're going to do what now?
Now, I got you rescheduled for the 21st, for right now, for February 21st, as of now.
For what is this insulation? Because
Your gas oven.
I already have the gas oven sitting here in the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am. So we went on ahead and got a correct order printed up and put together for you just on the installation for that gas oven that you did purchase already, that you do have at your home already.
Right. And they're supposed to install it and take away the old one in the box
Yes,
also.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Your Holloway.
Right. So, okay, now, oh, geez, you would think I'm crazy for letting this go on this long.
No, ma'am. It's just sometimes with our computer systems, they are not the best. And I can't lie about that. Yeah, our computer systems are not the best, but ma'am, I apologize about those individuals and everything that you've been through, and I hope I gave you some type of assurance, and we are definitely getting everything worked out for you today, ma'am, and they will be giving you a call with that new rescheduled date, and thank you, ma'am, for talking and being patient with XPO, ma'am.
Okay, so on the 21st now, they're going to come out and install it. That's it.
Now that's the plan. Now that's what I have you rescheduled for, but I did email my superiors and the two reps that helped me get you this new date. They emailed their superiors to get you an earlier date of the 21st. But for now, you're still scheduled for February 21st. But we're trying to get you an earlier date.
Okay. Now, if you do get this earlier date, then all they're gonna do is install it. That's it,
Yes, ma'am.
right?
Yes, ma'am. That's all they're gonna do.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to get a good understanding here.
Yes, ma'am. That's no problem. No problem at all.
So far the 21st, but they might call back and have an earlier date.
Yes, ma'am. They will.
Okay. Oh, geez. Okay, thank you.
No problem, ma'am. No problem. And like I said, I deeply apologize about the whole inconvenience, and I appreciate your patience with me being on the phone for an hour, 'cause I was like, "Ooh, she gonna let me have it." But yes, ma'am, you've been so patient, and I thank you for being patient with me.
Yeah, and I appreciate you understanding and trying to get the problem solved. I appreciate that also.
No problem, ma'am. No problem at all.
So it's too bad the worst part of your day is, the end of it.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
Thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling XPO, ma'am. You enjoy your day.
Okay. Thank
Yes,
you.
ma'am. Yes,
Bye.
ma'am. Bye-bye.